This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And welcome to Lay Link, you're with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. And we're so happy to be here tonight. If you want to send us a text during our show, you can do so on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Head over to joy.org.au right now. We've got a banner on the side of the page and you can link up with us on social media. We like it when people like our page.
We do.
Hell yeah, we do.
Of course we do.
Now, let's tell people what we've got coming up on the show tonight, Basha.
Well, we have an interview with Michelle Parsons.
Ooh.
The local music icon and the woman that's been described as doing the best Melissa Etheridge tribute show ever.
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 Except, you know, for Melissa Etheridge.
I said tribute show.
Okay. Right. All right. Well, yeah.
Okay.
You don't think Melissa Etheridge could do a tribute show of herself? Wouldn't that really confuse people?
Yeah, because I think they'd be going to see like a not Melissa Etheridge and then she's standing there. They'd be like, wow, she looks really good.
Yeah, it's amazing. Uncanny.
Or people would be like, oh, that was the worst Melissa Etheridge tribute show ever. But no, that's not Michelle Parsons. She's great.
All right, what else have we got?
We're going to be looking at the article about why everyone hates couples.
We were supposed to talk about this last week.
Yeah, it's a bit of tongue-in-cheek. It's a bit of fun.
Okay.
What happens when people get coupled?
A lot
of
things.
How they change.
A lot of things.
Mm.
I've got a little bit of a story to share around that too, which I'll share with you later.
Fabulous.
Overheard a conversation in the elevator today that was quite funny.
That's always good.
Mm. What else have we got here? We're going to be giving everyone sort of a bit of a guide to the lesbian nightlife in Melbourne. So I've made a list.
She's checked it twice.
I've checked it twice. I've figured out who's been naughty and nice.
Really?
They've all been naughty.
Oh, then that's the list we want.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing that. And, of course, our event listing towards the end of the show. So you know what to do in Melbourne this weekend. It's lining up to be a good one. I'm excited. This weekend has brought about a couple of really cool things.
Really? Such as?
Such as there has been two new events which have been announced.
Yes.
For our lovely Melbourne lesbian peoples. And
we should just say for the ladies because, you know.
For the ladies. And also there was Chill Out Festival.
There was. But I just have a question to everyone because we've heard rumours.
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 That, rumours.
That in Edinburgh Gardens on Sunday there's the big...
It's supposed to be an event called Big Gay Day, but we don't know if it's actually happening or not. And even though that we've heard rumours that it's happening, we can't find anything anywhere on the internet to confirm or deny such rumours. Now, we do know that there was a Big Gay Day not very long ago, which popped up out of nowhere and hardly anyone knew about it.
But
it went off.
I know, everyone was there. And yes.
So we're kind of looking for a little bit of information. If you have heard anything about Big Gay Day, Melbourne Edinburgh Gardens, this Sunday in Fitzroy, send us a text 0427JOY949. Or you can email at onair@joy.org.au because we want to know.
We want to know because we want to be there. We don't want to be the only people at Edinburgh Gardens.
You want to be there. I still just want to sit on the couch, to be honest. But other people might want to be there. And we want to share that information.
Exactly, because then there'll be more people there.
Yeah.
And that would be fun.
And we like big group picnics.
We do, even though you like sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
But yes, we do like a big group picnic.
Yeah.
And it looks like, hopefully it's on and it looks like a lot of fun. So.
Yeah.
Now, getting back to Chill Out.
Yes, now, you went to Chill Out.
I did go to Chill Out.
With a lot of other people, I hear.
Mm.
I heard Chill Out was pretty good this year.
It was very good.
I heard there was lots of people. Are you going to tell us about it?
Yes, well, I started out my Daylesford experience by going on the bushwalk.
Errol.
Yes.
And whereabouts was that in Daylesford exactly?
Hepburn Springs, actually.
Hepburn Springs, lovely.
Yes, it was a three-hour bushwalk.
Oh.
And halfway through, we lost some of the people.
Did you do that?
Okay, they decided to stay where they were and we were going to pick them up on the way back. Like we were going to drive, people were going to drive past and pick them up.
Was their bushwalk a little too
walking intense
for them?
Like, no, the problem was it was very hot. So it was about 30 degrees.
Yeah.
Humidity was quite high.
Right.
And if some of the people, it was actually the younger people, the older people were actually trottling along back with us. So I possibly think that maybe they didn't drink enough water and possibly they had a big night the night before.
Yes, ragers they are.
And couldn't handle the bushwalking that it was. But it was a lot of fun. There was a few ladies, a lot of men.
Did you see any animals? apart from the ladies.
The bears? Lots of bears.
Drop bears?
No. Just cute little bears.
Right.
But no, I didn't see any animals.
Okay. What about bugs? Oh, was there lots of flies? That's one thing I hate about being in the bush. Flies.
No. None.
None. Oh.
No, absolutely. I did not notice any flies. So there you go.
Interesting. Okay. Hepburn Springs, the place of no flies.
Yes. Then there was, of course, there was the roller derby and the AFL, which I sort of didn't make time to get to because I'd miscalculated things. But anyway, I heard they were very good from other people, so I was very annoyed that I didn't go to see those.
That is unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. The parade was lovely.
And the parade was on Sunday.
It was. Started punctually at 10:30.
Ew.
In the program it said it would go till 1. At 11 o'clock it had finished.
And that's funny.
And the best thing was they circled them all three times. So by the third time we felt we knew them all personally.
Oh, that's great.
But the Dykes on Bikes did lead the parade.
Of course.
And Sammy, who does work at Joy and also has been a guest on our show, was part of the Dykes on Bikes brigade. Fantastic. And she had her brand new bike there. So we got to see that. And she was revving it right in front of us.
Everyone likes a new bit of hardware.
Yes.
Don't they?
And yeah, and of course you had the families and the kids and all that. And it was just great. It was just it was nice. It was fun. There were a lot of families there. And I have a strange feeling that some of the people who were driving into Daylesford accidentally got pushed into the parade because there were all these bizarre cars in the parade. I'm thinking, whoops, should I have not gone this way? And they were just driving and waving and there's one person in a car. And I'm thinking, I think you were supposed to take the detour. But anyway, just go with it. You know.
Anything else to mention about Chill Out? Did you go out on the Saturday night or anything?
Cream was on.
Cream.
Mm.
Right.
So it was a ladies' event with a lot of music and stuff. It was, yeah, it
dancing.
Was interesting. Yes, dancing, singing.
Boobs.
Clothed, yes, but they were there. I'm sorry, I'm thinking, what are we going? No, they weren't topless.
For a second there. Okay.
No, they weren't topless. It wasn't that kind of a show.
Wasn't expecting they would be topless, but thank you for clarifying.
I know, because I'm thinking I'll get messages in a second. We were topless.
Oh, God.
But next year, no.
Okay.
And, of course, there was the picnic.
And how was the picnic?
Well, the picnic, the carnival or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it was great. It was just nice to sit out there with everyone and just enjoy the show. And Joy did a broadcast from there. And
yes, they
did. It was great to see all the Joy broadcasters while you're sitting there. And there were all these hay barrels. They put them everywhere. It was really nice to like...
Barrels or bales?
Bales. Thank you. So you know how much of a country chick I am. I don't even know what they're called. My dad's going, oh, my God. Ah, sorry, Dad.
He can't help us now. All right.
But yeah, it was a really good night. And it was, you know, good weekend, beautiful weather, and everyone was there just to have fun, and it was great.
Mm.
Highly recommended.
Well, it sounds good.
It was wonderful.
All right. So if you want to share your experience about Chill Out, or as we were saying earlier, if you know anything about this supposed big gay picnic in the Edinburgh Gardens in Fitzroy, let us know. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au.
You're listening to the Sapphic Sisterhood, Bashir and Tian. Laylink on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Laylink here with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. We are trying to find this week details of a supposed big gay picnic in the Fitzroy area, Edinburgh Gardens, supposedly happening this Sunday. If you know anything about it, let us know. Basha.
Yes. Our special guest for tonight's show, Voice, has been described as so powerful and raw, yet soft and seductive, at the most perfect timing in her songs. We have never known of any other artist to take their audience on such a decadent ride. She has had an extraordinary talent to dish out covers and originals at her gigs, and only until I've researched her do I really realise how much, you know, how her repertoire is just this huge thing. Anyway, with a career spanning over 10 years and a solid footing in the live gig area, please welcome Michelle Parsons to Laylink.
Hi, Michelle.
Good evening, girls. How are you?
We're very well. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm just making sure we can hear you fine, yeah. And we can. How's the weather outside?
It's beautiful. Finally.
I want to get back out there.
Oh, it's gorgeous outside.
Now,
down for the weekend, gee.
I know. It was very warm, wasn't it?
And you had a rather busy weekend, didn't you?
Pardon?
You had a rather busy weekend.
I had a very busy weekend.
You did two gigs.
Friday, and a very hot Friday, yeah.
Was that just because of the people who attended your gigs? Or?
Yeah, absolutely.
I wasn't there. Damn it.
That's why it was hot.
Funny. That was rather rude, actually.
I know it was.
This is why I like you so much.
I know. You love me for that.
You've got some questions for Michelle Barsher.
I do. I'd just like you to share with our listeners a bit about yourself and your music career, because some people may not be familiar with your extraordinary talent. So when did you start playing?
Well, I picked up a guitar probably in 1988, but really didn't start doing gigs until about 95, 96.
Okay.
And really only went to an audition just to sort of shut people up and get back to my bedroom and play. And I walked off from the audition and the manager said to me, okay, every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. So there my music career started.
And what would you describe as your music influences?
Oh, look, I grew up, like everybody, I guess you're influenced by your parents' sort of record collection early on.
Oh, yeah.
And my parents were real music heads too. So there used to be this thing called the Record Club, and, you know, the latest albums that came out, they always had. And my memories of growing up is always of music playing. You know, if Mum was doing the housework, it was music playing. If we were sitting around the house, there was music playing. So anything from Motown to, you know, Creedence to Hot August Night, Tubular Bells, you know, all that sort of stuff is what I grew up with.
You can really tell the difference in the generation, because I'm sitting here reflecting on my experiences from when I was a child and the music that I sort of relate to back then, and it's all like Simply Red and the Philadelphia soundtrack.
Yeah,
like,
very different.
Hey, we don't want to give away Michelle's age.
No, I have no issue with it at all.
Yeah, see, I remember my parents listening to like Engelbert Humperdinck
and
things like...
And listen, hey, I love Engelbert, so lounge music's one of my other loves. So.
You know, so yes. What is your favourite music genre?
That's a really hard one. Well, look, rock, obviously. You know, that real, you know, raunchy, rough rock. But like I said, I've got a soft spot for lounge music as well, and I particularly love 50s, 60s rock and roll. So
okay.
Yeah, and I love Motown. So it's pretty broad.
Okay, we're looking forward to a soft rock or, you know, a lounge CD soon.
Oh, look, that's always been my dream, to one day be a lounge singer.
Okay.
Are we talking like groovy blues 1920s kind of lounge singer?
Yeah, look, anything like that. Like, I love, I suppose I throw into lounge music, you know, all sorts of people like, and I probably shouldn't, like Patsy Cline and, you know, Engelbert and Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and all that sort of, you know, and Nina Simone, all of those sorts of artists.
Okay. Mm. Now, you mainly sort of play your acoustic blues and rock. Why did you sort of pick these styles?
I don't know that I picked it as much as it picked me. Yeah, that's one of the things I've always found really difficult. People, you know, say, what sort of style do you play? Well, depends on any given night what gig you come to. you know.
You just go with the flow.
But that seems to be the tag I've got, and I don't know if that's due to my songwriting style or the way I sing or because of the acoustic guitar. I don't know.
Mm, okay. And if you could play anywhere in the world, where would that be?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Memphis?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Memphis is pretty cool. but then again, I'm an Elvis fan, so Memphis is like Mecca. Yeah, look, right now, probably I would love to be doing some gigs in Chicago simply because I've spent, you know, some time there in the past and I miss all my friends there and would love to do a gig there sometime.
Now, would that gig be in present day or at a particular date in the past?
Ooh. Now you're asking. look, see, I'm always feeling that I miss the 50s, 60s era of rock and roll and being able to see all those bands. So I'd probably have to say the past because of that. But no, now, anytime.
Okay. Now, recently I saw you supporting Heather Peace.
Oh, were you at that gig?
Yes, I was at that gig.
Good gig, huh?
It was a great gig, and yeah. I was actually standing in the front row, so you probably couldn't miss me because I'm quite tall. But we noticed that you were playing a 12-string acoustic guitar.
Yes.
Why do you choose that particular guitar?
Okay, this is a good question, and I can put all these rumours and myths to bed. It is not because Melissa Etheridge plays a 12-string guitar.
Okay.
I've always, even before I played, I loved 12-string guitar. I had friends that played and always loved the 12-string. But then when I started doing gigs, the worst part about playing a 6-string, you could be two songs into a gig, break a string, and you have to stop. to restring. And, you know, when you're first starting out and there's maybe a handful of people in the venue, that stop to change the strings, the difference between them staying and listening to the rest of your music or leaving.
See, I like this. I like this. You're a woman who plans ahead.
So, well, and so, look, and I just figured, well, a 12-string, not only will it fill out the sound a bit more, but if I break a string, I can just pull it off and at least get to the end of a set before I have to change a string.
See, that's good.
And now I'm just more comfortable playing a 12-string, and I can't imagine... Although, you know, sitting around home, I'll play a 6-string, but, yeah, no, I love my 12.
Yeah, I always wanted to be able to play guitar, but I couldn't because I've got really short fingers.
No, of course you can.
Can I?
Yeah, kids learn to play.
Oh.
We'll just get you a little guitar. A ukulele.
No, I don't want to play a ukulele.
Yeah,
I want to be like...
play guitar. They've got smaller fingers than you.
I want to be like a strumming soul sister.
Yeah, there you go. Do it.
I think I could do that.
You can do it.
Oh, I'm feeling inspired.
Yeah,
okay.
Do it.
Back to the questions, Basha.
How many guitars do you actually own?
Oh, no. This is embarrassing.
Can I have one?
You know what? I don't own a lot of guitars. I own four, but... two that I do gigs with.
That's actually not... I was waiting for like 20 or something,
you know. And that's only been recently. Up until recently, I only have had the one guitar that I would do gigs with. And the only reason I've bought the second one is because my main guitar needs a service terribly. So I'm going to be without it for a little while, so I have to have something to keep playing.
Fair enough. Now, recently you were at the Chill Out Festival in Daylesford.
Yes.
And you redid your Brave and Crazy a tribute to Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah, we did. I know. Said I'd never do it again. But glad I did it.
Well, I heard nothing but wonderful reviews, and everyone who went said it was delightful. Unfortunately, we couldn't attend because we were in Melbourne on air at the time. So it was a bit difficult.
What sort of turned you to do that show again?
Well, originally the old Hepburn Hotel, and I've played there now for a couple of years.
Hmm.
The original reason they ever wanted me to come and play there was because of the Melissa tribute show. And so we were just talking about Chill Out when I was up there for a normal gig, and said, look, kind of threw it up in the air, let's do the tribute show. And Jason, the owner of the pub, said, yeah, you going to do it? And I said, oh, look, we'll put it on Facebook and we'll see if there's any interest. If there's any interest in it, then, yeah, okay, I'll get the band together and we'll do it. So we put it up on Facebook and, yeah, surprisingly, it was very well received, and so very quickly turned from a this might be happening to a happening event.
So you had to quickly practice.
So, we had to get the band together and get some rehearsals together. And, of course, every time I do this show, she's brought out about, you know, another two or three albums. So there's all these other songs you've got to learn and songs that you have to drop out. So,
what would be your favourite, if you could pick one, Melissa Etheridge song?
Ooh. Oh, look, I love Like the Way I Do. That just, yeah, love that song.
Do you have to play Bring Me Some Water at every single gig?
Yep.
Because everyone screams out, right?
And I've played, you know, I play a lot of straight venues, obviously. And I think, all right, here's my set list. Am I going to put any Melissa in it? This is great, you know. I have a whole night off of doing her. And then guaranteed two or three songs in and someone will come up and go, oh, man, you must know some Melissa. Like, yeah, okay. So out it comes again.
You can't escape.
Yeah, I know. If I had a dollar for every time I played one of her songs, I'd be extremely rich.
It's because of your voice. You can just hear it. You just have that very, very colourful and strong, I guess I could say strong, but this vibe and this thing that just know that, oh, my God, you can sing these kind of songs. And that's why then people probably scream out and go, oh, come on, let her see if she can do it.
I don't know what it is. I don't hear it, but I'm glad people love it and I'm glad people love the show. But, it's always interesting. It's either that, it's either her or Janis Joplin, and I'm happy to oblige.
Yeah, you've got to love Janis.
All right. Well, Michelle, we are going to come back to you shortly.
Sure.
We've got to have a little bit of a break. I need some water.
Yes.
It's getting hot in here. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. If you do have any random out there questions, but not too random for Michelle, you can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it on air@joy.org.au. You're with Basha Tian and our lovely guest, Michelle Parsons.
You're listening to the Sapphic Sisterhood, Basha and Tian, Leylink on Joy 94.9.
And welcome back to Leylink with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. I feel like I'm repeating myself, but I wasn't because that's a man's voice.
Yes.
Now, we have been joined tonight and continue to be joined over the phone by the absolutely amazing Michelle Parsons. Hi.
Hi. Oh,
she's still there.
Oh, yeah, still there.
Thank God.
Yes. Okay.
She didn't leave us.
I didn't hang up. Yay. Little wins here and there. Now, we did have a message from someone, didn't we, Basha?
Yes. Sammy wrote that she actually saw your Melissa Etheridge show at Chill Out and she said it was awesome.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
There you go.
See?
I wonder if it's Sammy. Is it Sammy, my drummer, or Sammy someone else?
No, this is Sammy. Actually, Sammy, one of the Joy crew who...
Cool. Oh, Sammy. Sammy.
Yes, who used to be part of Gay Newsweek.
It was a great show, and you're only as good as your, as your audience, of course, and they were fabulous.
Yeah.
And my amazing band were just incredible. Shout out to those guys as well.
Now, do you often have a band performing with you, or do you sort of prefer to go with solo performances?
Predominantly, I play in a duo with Mark Hughes, who is the lead guitarist in the band. So, yeah, nice. We do a lot of work together.
Oh, cool. It must be good to have someone you can collaborate with like that.
Yeah, it is. And he's such a fabulous guitarist. He just brings something, that extra special thing to the songs and to the shows.
So we'll get that grab and we'll email that to him so that he's got a live on air proof now.
Actually, he'll be with me on the 23rd too.
So what's happening on the 21st?
So on the 23rd. 23rd. The great big Women on Waves Anita 500 show celebration and Joy fundraiser.
Mm. Now, will you be in the Joy studios for that?
I'm coming in on Sunday.
Lovely.
And I'll be, and I'm certainly playing at the show along with the fabulous Marie Wilson and Di Watson, Pippa Wilson, Jade Leonard. I mean, the lineup is just, it's testament to Anita, really, that she can get all those artists in one room.
It's very interesting because I've heard quite a few things about this Women on Waves little eventy that they've got coming up, and everything that I keep hearing, little whispers and gossip, and it sounds very good.
Yeah, it's going to be a big night.
I'm thinking people need to tune in.
People need to tune in. People need to get tickets real quick.
Yes, yes.
Because I think it's going to, if it's not a sellout, I'd be really surprised.
Yes, I haven't got my tickets yet. Please don't buy all the tickets, people. I need to get two tickets tonight, all right?
Okay, hold off for the rest of the show so Basha can buy some tickets and then everyone else can buy tickets.
Yeah, and then you can all buy tickets.
Yeah.
So that's on the 23rd, Saturday the 23rd of March at 7 p.m. at the Eureka Hotel in Richmond.
And I believe people can get tickets through the Joy website.
Yes, there's a link on the Joy website and it'll take you to where you can purchase tickets.
Yay!
Now, what do you have in store for us during the show, or is that a secret?
Oh, look, you never know. You never know. Look, it'll be a typical Michelle gig. I think it'll be a mix of my originals, covers, and probably the odd Melissa song as well.
Yes, because I did notice when you played live, you pretty much shouted out to the crowd, does anyone want to hear anything? And people started screaming at your songs.
I may as well let them. They're going to yell them out anyway. And look, honestly, at the Heather Peace gig, I did get up without a set list, so, and I forget what I know, so I may as well let them yell it out if they want to hear it.
Oh, but it was a great lineup. We were dancing and singing and,
it was a bit of a mix, wasn't it?
It was a very unusual mix, but one of the songs I absolutely loved was called Psycho X.
Yeah, Psycho X, yes.
Now, it's not actually on your CD.
No, look, it was written after the CD, and I've never actually recorded it, and I probably need to.
You do, because it's a great song.
Yeah, I need to record it live, I think. So if I can organise the live recording of it, I'll definitely record it, because I know Anita wants it to be able to play on Women on Waves, and I've had that many requests for it as a track to be able to buy. So
yes.
I must get around to it, but it's kind of been this little secret that I've only ever played at live shows.
Because it's a great show, and we were just singing along and laughing the whole time.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And then standing there shaking our heads going, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a bit of a piss
take. Are we like that?
It's a bit of a piss take, but it's a bit true too. So.
Yes. So it is about Psycho X's. Now, where can our listeners find out about your upcoming gigs? Do you have a web page?
I do. It's www.michelleparsons.com.au.
Okay. And they can go in there and find out all about yourself and your gigs?
Yeah. Gig Guide's on the very front page. So
that's always good.
So, I Googled you the other day, Michelle.
Did you?
I did.
Did I come up?
Yeah, all good things.
Good.
That's always nice.
And I did notice that on your website there's a couple of little preview grabs of some of your songs too.
Yeah.
Which all sound fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I know, I need to get around to recording another one, but I'll get there.
Oh, look, you're still young. You've got plenty of years left. So, just hop into a studio one day. But Psycho X, you really have to record that song.
All right. Well, that's my mission for 2013.
Okay, good. We're
and I'll make
noting
sure
it down.
You're one of the first to get a copy.
Brilliant.
All right.
Now, we thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
And yes, it's been lovely. And it's funny because I've been listening to your CD for a few days and those songs, they just stick in your head.
Oh, good.
And, you know, like even thing, I'm just humming along and it's like, hold on, I don't know that song.
Oh, good.
It's so, yes.
That's what all songwriters aspire to. They get songs to stick in people's heads. So.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. It has been great having you on our show tonight.
And hopefully I'll see you at the gig on the 23rd.
Hell yes.
Yay. See ya.
Bye.
Yes, so you've been listening to Basha and Tian on Leylink on Joy 94.9.
And welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We were enjoying that advert so much that we got distracted.
I know, because it was a Joy advert.
I know, I was dancing.
About volunteering. We were dancing away. I was like, whoops.
Look, if you did want to send us a text or an email, you can do so on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. As we are getting towards the end of the show, we shall direct you over to our Facebook page. You can like it. You get a list of events each week and you also get to know what's going to be on the show before anyone else.
Exactly.
Which so is kind contribute. Of fun. And there's photos of us.
There are.
So you know what we look like.
Yes, which is always helpful.
And a little weird.
Yeah, I know. Because we've got like headphone head, but you know, that's okay. And possibly this event at Edinburgh Gardens.
Yeah, I mean, nobody has let us know if they have any information about this supposed Big Gay Day picnic, which is supposed to be happening Edinburgh Gardens, Fitzroy, this Sunday. Nobody said anything to us yet, but we've heard whispers it's occurring. So if you do know anything, let us know. If you know someone who knows something, tell them to let us know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Post on our Facebook page.
Yes, definitely. Or you can email us out of Leylink Hours, or Leylink Hour, because there's only one every week, leylink@live.com.au, which is always a good thing.
Mm. Now, Tian, my list. You've done some research.
Yes,
I'm impressed.
I researched, yo.
You did research.
I did research. Because, you know, Basha, many years ago now, when I first came out as a fledgling little baby dyke on the Melbourne scene.
You were so quiet.
Ready to sink my fingers into anything.
Yeah, yes.
I had a lot of trouble finding my community.
Mm.
I really did. I didn't know where to go. When I did think I knew where to go, it turned out it wasn't the right place to go. And
yeah, it was the wrong event. Yeah, I know. I had the same problem.
Yeah, it was hard. And that's because, you know, the Melbourne lesbian community, without even knowing that they're doing it, they kind of like, they've kind of encapsulated themselves. I like that word. And it's very hard to penetrate that little, you know, that they've got going on there.
Really?
I'm trying to use as many puns as I possibly can.
I can appreciate that.
Thank you. Now, because I had so much trouble perpetrating, you know, getting in there, I decided that I would help people find events to go to.
Yes, because once you got in there, you just let it all hang out.
Not necessarily. No, I wouldn't put it that way.
No.
But what I did notice was that there was a lot of people out there that were like me that didn't have a clue what was going on and when it was going on.
Yes.
So I started to invite people to every event that I could see coming up, and eventually people started inviting me to every event they started to see come up, you know. And then all of a sudden I realised that I didn't have to invite people anymore because they would just ask me, which was kind of helpful.
It was nice. And I think there's a lot of resources out there there are more events. There are different groups doing different types of events. And there are groups that are actually quite open and accessible to us all. So it's a lot easier now, I think, than a few years ago it was to find groups and to know what kind of a atmosphere were there. So you didn't have to sit there trolling through. Like what I used to do was look through the photos.
Oh, really?
Yes. And that would try to give me...
Stalker.
Yes, because that would try to give me an idea of crowds. Dress codes, you know, things like that, without having to stand outside debating whether you'd go in or not. So you could at least get a look, but sometimes the photos were just of the show or something.
That's true. But, you know, nowadays we find that, you know, a lot of these events that we have on have got professional photographers, which are, you know, specifically there to cover that event in particular. One of them that comes to mind is Andrew Kneebone, who is an amazing photographer that does the Lick Entertainment events. He's fantastic.
Tim Tam.
Does Pinkalicious events. Fantastic.
Evelyn
Lobos. Brilliant.
Beautiful photos.
Absolutely brilliant. I mean, and we're just naming a couple that spring to mind, but these people are amazing and the work that they do is just...
And we love
your
really Photoshop
inspiring.
Work.
It's inspiring what they can do with a camera. They can make me look skinnier, which is awesome. Now, onward and upward from that, we have, you know, the actual events themselves, which I wanted to talk to you about at some point.
Yes, because we've been rambling. But anyway, continue.
But
what is
I
your
have
list?
A list? I have a list,
I'm so
okay,
excited.
Because I wanted to highlight some of the events that are in Melbourne, okay? So you're rushing me now.
I am.
So the Pinkalicious group basically is the first one I've got on my list here. The wonderful Julie McKenzie and Lisa Ritchie and the beautiful Barry.
Oh, I love
just
Barry.
An absolute doll. And they run Pinkalicious events in Melbourne, which are just fantastic. To name some, Scandalicious, Sundaylicious, and the yearly Pinkalicious event. Sundaylicious is monthly. It chops around town, goes wherever it wants. But if you head to www.pinkalicious, exactly how it sounds, .com.au, you can get info on that.
Yes, and then they kindly invite you to everything that they're running.
Yes, they do.
And they've just started to run a new event called
Mixed.
They have.
They've got a new event which is coming up soon. It's going to be kicking off on April 19th from 6 p.m. It's a Friday event at Sorry Grandma, Little Bourke Street, Melbourne. It's going to be awesome. You know, there's a million things I could say about it, but basically, if you Google it or head to the Pinkalicious website, you will find it come up, and it is called Mixed. As you said. Right. Now, the next one I've got in here is, as I mentioned just before, Lick Entertainment. They do brilliant events for the ladies, and they are now doing events after their recent tour. They can officially call Perth, Adelaide, Auckland, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane their home, which is amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. They go everywhere. They go everywhere, man. Anyway.
And they have some lovely venues because I was seeing all the photos that Natalie was posting. Zebu, as we like to call her here. And she just posts beautiful photos. They are lovely.
They are definitely lovely. They have quite a few events they do. Swagger is one of them, the R&B night. They have, what's the other one that they do? The Pride Daytime Party, A Midnight Summer's Dream, and of course Lick, which is the biggest one of all and the most awesome. So that's just another one. Now, of course, I did want to highlight a couple of places for you as well. D&M Bar and Nightclub was founded a year or so ago. Anyway, it's a very good club. It caters to the ladies and to the gentlemen, the discerning folk. And it's located in South Yarra, in Pran. South Yarra. Mm-hmm. South Yarra. And D&M's pretty cool because it's got all these different rooms you can go into depending on what you want to listen to.
Yes, and they pretty much do everything. Every night they have a different type of
thing. They have a different type of thing every single night.
Yeah, so it's great.
I think they do bingo and they do like a mailbox thing and they have club nights and pub nights and food and it's awesome. Okay. Next one on my list is Grouse Party. And this is a good one for the Melbourne queer scene because it's a little bit more alternative.
Yes.
A bit quirky. They have some amazing headlining acts which come out and visit their lovely stage, especially acts from the USA, which is just great, bringing them in.
Mm-hmm.
And the last but not least, I have heard that there is a new event which will be hitting our lovely evening party scene March 29th from 8 p.m. It's called Honey.
What, sorry? Oh, you're not calling me Honey.
No, Honey. It's called Honey. And it will be at Ra Bar 163 Turak Road, South Yarra. Now, it is new. It's going to be an R&B event for the ladies. So hopefully that will be a fantastic addition to our Melbourne scene.
You've forgotten one.
I forgot one.
Yeah, we think of Ginny from Her Society. And what comes to
Her
mind?
Her Society.
Bling.
Bling.
Yes, Bling is a R&B night as well. And they run it mainly in, I'd say, the Turak area.
Turak, yes.
Yes.
And you can actually search, Bling has a website, blingmelbourne.com.au.
Yes.
Oh, we nearly had it synchronised, didn't we?
I know, we're a bit out. But yes. And they do a lot of events as well, and they bring out great people like Jessica Sutter. They had Sutter. I'm thinking, yes. Jessica Sutter is someone else. Jessica Sutter. And yes, they had her recently. So, you know, they do a lot of stuff as well. So go check them out.
So I may definitely likely will be popping the link to Mixed at Sorry Grandma and the link for Honey at Raba up onto the Lay Link Facebook page for people to have a look at. Head over to joy.org.au right now. Our banner is there and you can link up with us on social media. And we have run out of time officially.
We have.
Tonight we interviewed the amazing Michelle Parsons,
yes,
who just rocked our world.
Yes. And, yes, we told you about where to go in Melbourne.
Where to go in Melbourne. And nothing else because out of time.
Yes, we talk too much.
Yes, we do. Okay, well, we'll be back Wednesday, 8 p.m. next week and every week after that. So do tune in and, as I said, like us on Facebook.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.